Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Israel has the right to defend itself.
Their coalition now includes people who are overt racists.
The election was not stolen. It is governed state by state.
Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
I'm going to continue to wear a mask in public.
We're just not ready yet.
I just don't understand what the problem is with him.
Dr. Fauci just doesn't get it. He doesn't understand why Rand Paul has been riding him like a rented mule, because that's kind of what's been going on. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us this morning. That was funny to listen to Dr. Fauci. They're trying to give him an opportunity to hit back on Rand Paul, who basically accused him of funding the Wuhan lab, and that happened last week, and of course he denied it. And Dr. Paul said, "Well, that's because they're mincing words, right? It's semantics. The money did go there. They want to argue that's not what it was used for." So Dr. Fauci's kind of fighting back. That'll be the next weekend's Saturday Night Live skit, because that's about all they got to hang their hat on these days. I mean, honestly, do you guys even ever watch Saturday Night Live anymore?
No.
Yeah, when Elon Musk is on.
I watched it when Eddie Murphy was on last year, and that's the last time I can think of that I sat down and, like, intentionally watched it because I wanted to see that. They had their lowest ratings again the other day. After post-Elon Musk. Then they went up, and now they're back down. So
the show's just not super relevant to me. I mean, not Elon Musk, obviously I know who he is, but there's a lot of times I'm like, I don't even know who that is that's hosting.
That's fair.
There's not a late night comedy show anymore that I really have any interest in watching.
I like Fallon still, but I can't stay up for it.
yeah,
that's
not
the biggest
shift.
Problem. Like even if I'm still awake at 10:30 on a Saturday, I wouldn't even think about watching Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. But I'm certainly not going to go back and watch it.
No, I'm with you on that. Hey, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get to our friend Ron McCain over at the Range St. Louis West. We're going to talk about that big decision yesterday by the Supreme Court that dealt with it was a gun rights case, and it was 9-0. It was unanimous. We're going to kick that around at about 7:37. Right now, though, let's get to the man, please. He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the yolk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a poop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
All right, let's talk to a man with a lot of sleepless nights these days. Todd Pyro, how are you?
I think it was Trish that said she couldn't stay up for Fallon. I can barely stay up for this call.
That's because you've been up since midnight or something like that, right?
No joke. I thought we had a really good show, like a really solid show today, and I celebrated by taking an hour nap just now in my office.
Nice.
So you're getting me post-nap. I'm like when my baby wakes up and she's like, that's what you're getting right now. So at some point, I may need my diaper change.
Nice. Well, don't look here. check out one of your office mates, or maybe the boss will walk by. You did lock the door before you took that nap, right?
I don't lock the door because, you know, God forbid I have a cardiac event and I need somebody to get. I'm always thinking, Mark. So, I mean, our doors, you can just easily push them. But, I mean, if somebody walks in, I'm not embarrassed. They put couches in our office, yeah. You know. If you put a baby or if you put a child in a room with a bunch of cookies, what's going to happen?
That's true. We know because you give a mouse a cookie, you know what's going to happen, right? You'll start reading that book to your kid here before long. Trust me.
Heck no.
Trust me. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you ever watch Saturday Night Live, like on the weekends?
You know, is it... I used to be religious about it, and then I used to be religious about DVRing it. And then when we moved, like I never made the task of setting it on the DVR. And so I haven't seen Saturday Night Live in a really – I haven't seen the Elon Musk episode.
Oh, wow. Well, it's tough to readjust your schedule, though, when you work these hours. You try to stay up later on the weekend, and usually your body's like, oh, no. No, you used to be in bed 4 hours ago. You need to go to sleep.
Yeah, what I found on Saturdays is my day to, like, sleep in Saturday morning. And we're talking 6 a.m. I mean, that's what we're talking, like, sleep in, 6, 7. And then Sunday, I throw the schedule again on Sunday morning because I work on my story note, which is I pitch stories for the week. So I'm up at, like, 4 or 5 getting ready so that I can go to bed then again at 4 or 5 p.m. So.
Well, I hope people appreciate that and tune in for a Fox and Friends first or set their DVR for it.
Or start a GoFundMe for me, Mark.
Well, sure.
Support Todd Pyro's sleep.
You know, I did this whole Venmo thing and Cash App. I'm driving to Columbia this weekend, Missouri, here to watch my son graduate. And I pull up next to this car, and there's somebody had taken that shoe polish stuff you can get for cars, and they'd written all over the windows. And the note says, "My sister is getting married. This is our bridal party weekend or whatever, bridal shower weekend." Cash App her at, and it had the thing written on the outside of the window. Like they thought people driving by this car were going to get their Cash App out and buy her a drink. They wanted you to text her money to buy a drink.
You know, I just, while you were reading that, I completely stopped focusing and I thought to myself, what a great way to pay for my kids' college.
No kidding.
Every time I come on here, I should just say, like, you know, look, my presence here on the Mark Cox Morning Show is sponsored by the little baby's Venmo.
Uh-huh.
So please, you know, drop a few shekels in there and you know, over, let's say we keep doing this, Mark Cox, for the next 18 years. I think every week, you say you take a few weeks off. Let's say we do it 45 times, right?
Yeah.
Think about that. 45 times over 18. Somebody with a calculator, do math.
Pay
a lot of money.
Pay Todd. That's true. It could. It could pay
love
off
this.
Eventually.
That's a great idea.
That's right. It's a great idea. Great idea. You know, you heard me talking about Anthony Fauci there at the top of the show, probably. And we're adjusting to the post-mask rules here in Missouri. Are you guys getting any relief? Didn't I hear New York City is going to revise theirs this week, too?
It depends where you live.
Ah.
You know, so you can New York, Connecticut, sure. But then you go to New Jersey, not yet.
No.
So, you know, as long as we're being consistent here, guys. So you go into the tunnel, put that mask on.
This is the advancement we've made. This may be the highlight of the Missouri legislative session. Our lawmakers passed a rule permanently allowing cocktails to go. Did you know that? Like, we didn't have that pre-pandemic. You couldn't go buy a jug of margaritas and carry it out of your favorite restaurant. But now they've made that okay because of the pandemic. So it's one of the bright spots to come out of all this.
Now let's see. So you're on a weekend. You know, you want to get faced, which is an official phrase that I'm just starting right here. You don't want to, like, oh, let me go to Costco and buy every single thing. Let me buy the triple sack. You know, let me buy the simple syrup. If you're not a normal drinker, you don't need triple sec. If you just want it, like, or you don't need simple syrup. Like, you just want to get your beverage, have the restaurant do it. You're supporting the economy, supporting the bartender that's making it. And, you know, let's face it, you're getting alcohol into your system way faster.
Exactly. And here's what they're trying to avoid. They don't want you to get the cocktail to go and then go sit in your car and drink it.
Sure, I get that.
So they included the wording in here that the drinks to go had to be in a sealed, tamper-proof container, and they have to be accompanied by a food purchase. So you can sit in your car and wolf down your tacos and then break the tamper-proof seal and, I guess, get smashed on the way home.
You're making me hungry. I mean, like, just talking about picturing this one spot, because you keep saying margaritas and you said tacos, and I'm picturing this place we have up here called Bar Taco. My wife and I love to go there. So good. They have, like, really funky tacos. It's not just, like, your standard, you know, Mexican taco. It's really good stuff with, like, a duck and oysters, fried oysters. It's really good. Oh, you just made me so hungry, Mark Cox.
Well, you just woke up from your nap. You're ready to eat.
Yeah, Hey, who are these people talking in my ear? What's going on?
Speaking of eating, I love this story this morning. Airline passengers might soon have to get weighed before boarding their flights.
We did that story this morning, and I really kind of tried to lay low because it was Cheryl Cassoni from Fox Business, and it was Jillian, and I said, if they want to talk about weight and being weighed, you know, I've been a husband for long enough. I've kind of figured it out.
What I said was, if they ever make this a rule, we'll never get to fly again, because I don't know how many passengers are going to drop, because how many people are going to go to the airport and agree to step up on the same scale you put your luggage on?
Or it's going to be all male.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, every flight's going to be dudes.
So here's the, for people that didn't hear it, Todd, the problem appears to be that people have put on weight these days, and they're still using outdated weight estimates, right? Weight standards published by the CDC.
Right.
My understanding of it is the problem is they consider the average male with a piece of carry-on luggage weighs about 190 pounds.
Do I need to carry on luggage?
I don't know. Thank you.
What do they mean by carry on luggage? Because I hit the 190 with my own personal carry on luggage. I've named him.
I don't know. So in other words, what they're saying is this is only going to apply on smaller planes that carry less than 70 people. But that moving forward, they've got to have stricter adherence to the weight limits on these planes, because the weight of the average American has gone up so much.
I take those tiny planes. You know, we go to connect to, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the safety element of it. Please make sure your plane is weighed properly. You know, your vanity is not worth, you know. So. Please incorporate that sound effect into the open. But, you know, look, there has to be a better way. Can't we build I thought the planes get weighed when we, like, roll out of the gate. No? Am I making this up?
No, I don't think so. I just assume they have to basically probably weigh the luggage against who they've got on the plane. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. But it's a mystery to me. All I know is that at some point in the future, they may ask you how much you weigh. Apparently, they won't make it mandatory that you tell them, but they'll ask everyone because they figure a certain percentage of people will fess up to it.
What's the point of that? If four people say, well, guys, this plane's going out light. This plane's only 600 pounds.
That's like assuming, right, that everybody's going to be honest about whether or not they've been vaccinated. Because if you identify as a vaccinated American, nobody should be able to question you about it, right?
I love the way our health and safety in our country is literally all coming down to the honor system in all aspects of our lives. Great.
Yeah, and
like
we know
golf.
That's sure not going to, yeah, golf or weight. Nobody's ever honest about those things.
Jeez. Not you, Mark Cox. I've read the blogs.
Thank you.
I don't know what
Thank
the heck
you.
I'm saying.
God. No, I appreciate that. So, speaking of travel, everybody I know is busting to go somewhere. They want to just get out and go on a vacation. Any big pyro vacation plans for this year?
You know, there is a plan to go with my wife's family. I'm not going to obviously say where, because that's private, and I can't have the massive security issues that would attach if all of St. Louis knew where I was going, because, you know, I'm wildly popular down there. But, you know, I'll probably take some days, hang out with my family at the shore. But no plane stuff for pleasure at this point.
No.
You?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm going to fly to Montana later this year. And I don't care if St. Louis comes with me or not. That's fine.
The whole place can go.
That's fine. Montana's got plenty of room. Trust me.
You're going to be out there fly fishing, and Corey Bush will be there right with you. Like, let me snag one here.
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, if you had to, sure,
no
bring
problem.
That up. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I was trying to go for like who I thought from St. Louis, and I went – Abra Pujols? No.
No.
Then I couldn't remember. Alex Pietrangelo? No, he's not on the Blues anymore. And Paul Goldschmidt? I don't know. He's busy. He's probably
busy
playing the baseball.
True.
So
you came up with Corey Bush.
Yeah, that's where I went.
I would leave immediately. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that. We're hoping to vacation. We can't wait. I'm just ready to get out. And I think it's going to be huge in the travel industry this year. So whatever shore you end up going to, Todd, is probably going to be packed.
Yeah, I know. Like last year, the Jersey Shore was packed because, you know, I find it hysterical. Jersey has no ability to, like, raise the mask requirement now. But last summer, you better believe you could do whatever you wanted on a beach. Nobody cared. There was no enforcement. And so that was the place where New York had all these harsh requirements. So everybody from New York came to New Jersey. And as you look at a map, we're a tiny state, or New Jersey, the state of my birth is a tiny state. So it got real crowded. And my parents are like, hey, you know, we pay for this house at the shore. We want to enjoy it, not have all you. They're called Bennies. That's what it's called. And it's short for like Bayonne, Elizabeth, Newark, something like that. It's a derogatory term. And I'm sure the woke mob is going to attack me for it. I'm sure AOC is going to write me a sternly worded letter. You used the word Bennies on the Mark Cox Morning Show. But yeah, so there were a lot of people at the shore last year, and I couldn't go down because we had a pregnant wife, and so it was a tough summer for Todd. It wasn't the summer of Todd. I'll tell you that much.
So this summer, when you're on the beach, somewhere on the shore, did I say that right? Shore?
Yeah.
It's the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, we don't really say that. That sounds like Massachusetts.
Sorry, not great with that accent. Denise would say I'm not great with many of them, so that's fine.
Them.
And most of them, excuse me. So you got to get. Do you have your copy of Governor Cuomo's book? I heard that he made $5 million up front for that book, which is somebody referred to it this morning as blood money. I don't know whose show that was on, but
was it Janice? I mean, I think it could have been Janice. Yeah, I have multiple copies. Because you don't want to get one dirty in the sand. You want to have your pristine signed copy that you keep for all of posterity. No, but there's no calling him out except here. There's no shame. He's going to cash these checks. But this is the world we live in.
It makes you wonder if you're the publisher. Do you just realize what a bad deal that was? I mean, nobody's actually going to go out and buy that book. That had to be a losing proposition for him. $5 million up front. We all just need to go write a book. Todd, doesn't matter if it's true or not.
I have pitched. This isn't a joke. This isn't like some shtick I'm doing. I have pitched multiple books to the Fox News Channel. The response I get is, we've already done that. You should read more. We're in the process of doing that, which kind of makes me feel good. I'm like, hey, I had a good idea. Or, yeah, that's a horrible idea.
You're late to the game because Kilmeade's written every book in existence.
Yeah.
So there's nothing left for you.
Yeah, first O'Reilly started with the killing fairy tale.
I know.
You know, he actually is working on a new book called Killing Todd Pyro. I'm like, how did he get the rights?
Todd, have a great week, buddy. Get another nap
you
in
too,
for
guys.
Us, please.
I'm going back, right back.
All right. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
You bet. Todd Pyro there, host of a Fox and Friends First every morning up there on the Fox News Channel. It's fantastic. Ron McCain coming up, a little 2A Tuesday news on you, for you from the Supreme Court, a big gun rights case. It's all coming up right here. We'll be back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, you know, the Supreme Court yesterday made a big decision, and it's funny how you watch the mainstream media report on issues like this, because they didn't want to, the mainstream media didn't want to make it anything positive for gun owners. So here's how National Public Radio headlined this story. Supreme Court restricts police authority to enter a home without a warrant. That's how they played it. Here's what really happened. The Supreme Court unanimously defends gun rights. That's what really happened. And that's what people need to know. They decided yesterday that they could not, police cannot enter your home just randomly and suddenly start confiscating your weapons, that flies in the face of the Constitution. So a husband and wife had an argument. Police entered their home without a warrant to search and seize the husband's firearms based on supposedly the community caretaking exception for the Fourth Amendment. A Rhode Island district court plucked 2 words from that court-created doctrine and tried to empower police to grab guns in homes whenever it seemed to be a good idea. This got appealed to the United States Supreme Court, and the outcome was outstanding, in my opinion. I think it was outstanding. here's what they decided. They decided that you can't do that, and it was Justice Thomas who wrote the opinion, and it was unanimous. This was a unanimous decision. All 9 justices agreed with this, so there is no doubt about it. Justice Thomas denied the application of the doctrine to justify that search, that the community caretaking search, distinguishing between a rule that applied to an impounded car, because that's how the community caretaking rule was written in there. It was applied to an impounded car, and the right of a man to retreat into his own home and be free from unreasonable governmental intrusion. Boom. 9-0 in that case. in the gun case, the court limited the police power to enter homes without a warrant. That doesn't mean they couldn't get a warrant. But what it does draw into question is the very story that we've talked about, the very issue we've talked about in this segment many times, and those are red flag laws. Let's face it, a large number of the gun deaths that happen in America each year are homicides. Another large number of them that happen every year are suicides. Others are related to domestic situations. And the purpose of red flag laws is for someone to say, I know this individual might be dangerous. I know they've got a gun. We think you should come in and get that gun away from this individual. In those cases, it still has to go before a judge. A judge has to decide whether or not to do that. You can't just have the police in every situation be able to go in and confiscate firearms. So my guess is that there are defense attorneys across the country paying attention to this and taking a hard look at some of the ways these red flag laws have been put together. I might be wrong about that, but that's where I'm thinking this case is going to go eventually, is to that discussion. And you know what'll probably happen next after a 9-0 decision in this case. There's another gun case coming up in the fall. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case out of New York regarding their basically what they've created in New York is not completely unlike what's in Illinois, except it's a little more dramatic, where it's almost impossible to get a permit in New York to carry a gun. And if you have one, you're certainly not supposed to carry it outside of your home, according to New York law. That's now being challenged, and the United States Supreme Court is going to hear that in the fall, along with that abortion case we talked about earlier out of Mississippi. They had restricted abortion after 15 weeks, and the court has agreed to hear that case. And some people think it's challenged to Roe v. Wade. If you listen to our segment earlier with Speaker Tim Jones, and you can go back and listen to that on the podcast or on demand at Odyssey.com, or we'll have it up on the website, I'm sure, at 971talk.com/Cox. What Tim pointed out to me was very relevant here. One thing that Joe Biden and a lot of progressives have been discussing is whether or not to pack the court. And the reason they want to pack the court is they don't like the idea that there are at least 5 justices on the United States Supreme Court right now who believe that when a law comes before them to be questioned, you should look at what the Constitution says, not how you'd like to interpret it differently after 240 years. You look at what the Constitution says, you hold the law up against it, and you see how it stands up. They don't want people like that on the court. They want judicial activists who are going to try to legislate from the bench. So they see themselves at a legislative disadvantage by only having 3 Democrat appointees to the court. Count John Roberts as the 4th if you want, because he votes like one. I wouldn't be surprised to see them use cases like this and cases like the abortion case to ramp up the pressure on Joe Manchin and some others to get rid of the filibuster, so that they could ram through an increased number of justices on the United States Supreme Court to try to prevent decisions. They don't even know what the decision's going to be yet, but they're afraid of these 2 cases, which won't be decided until a year from now. It may be June of 2022 before either one of these decisions gets handed down by the United States Supreme Court. That's the big story that happened yesterday. And as you watch the mainstream media, see how they sell it. But I think there are a couple implications from that, which we'll get to again. Thanks to our friends at the Range St. Louis West for sponsoring this segment. We appreciate that. Let me get to a break. What say you? 314-241-9797. We're still giving away a pair of Hank Williams tickets coming up in the next hour, and a way you can help out Backstoppers and have a little bit of fun at the same time. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What we saw in the Tic Tac and what Mr. Luis Elizondo describes as the five observables indicate a technology that outstrips our arsenal by at least 100 to 1,000 years at the moment.
100 to 1,000 years. So meaning like what kind of technology was at play that you were able to identify it but know that you can't match it?
Well, first of all, the aircraft had zero control surfaces. It had no means of propulsion that we could detect. It moved at hypersonic velocities, and it preceded the pilots to their cap point. So it seemed to have some knowledge of where the pilots were headed ahead of time. And we don't possess those abilities to do that in our arsenal at the moment.
Wow. That was a guy on, as you can tell there, with Chris Cuomo, U.S. Navy, retired U.S. Navy officer Christopher Mellon. And he's seen these UFOs and doesn't quite know what to think. I'm trying to explain this story to my daughter yesterday. And her mom gets in the car later and she goes, "Mom, do you know there are aliens visiting Earth?" I'm like, "That's not what I said."
I like the interpretation.
What I said was that they've seen objects that they can't explain the nature of. And that's the important story out of this. Nobody can explain what they're seeing, and there's been a hesitation to talk about it because some of these folks have been kind of they're afraid of ruining their reputation. Some of these officers, listen to this.
Continuity there.
He says one of the biggest problems is the stigma that comes with talking about UFOs, something a Navy lieutenant commander also told CBS she struggled with after she and three others saw a 40-foot flying object disappear in 2004.
You know, I think that over beers, we've sort of said, "Hey, man, if I saw this solo, I don't know that I would have come back and said anything because it sounds so crazy when I say it."
How would you describe this thing that we can't explain?
What we're seeing are a number of distinct, different things. Sometimes we're seeing a 50-foot object that can travel at hypersonic speeds and...
Nobody can explain it. Anyway, they just released some new video of one disappearing into the ocean.
To me, if this is alien technology, it's super cool. If it is human technology that we don't comprehend, it's terrifying.
We're hosed.
we're in a lot of trouble if this is man-made.
Yeah, this is like Independence Day come true. Well, we don't know what they are yet, but if they're not friendly to the U.S., we're in deep doo-doo here. Hey, quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on over in Illinois where they're trying to rebuild the hospitality industry over there. We got a pair of Hank Williams Jr. tickets to give away at the Family Arena. And we're going to tell you how you can help backstoppers out coming up. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.